Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now Dana, you and I were talking off mic about the markets broadly, and we started off with US equity markets, and quite frankly, over the last couple months, I feel like we've been talking about US markets and how some sectors are doing well, there's this rotation trade, and really overall, the markets, US markets, have been relatively boring and kind of flatlined here for the last little bit. Even the VIX has been relatively low or depressed. But you brought up an aspect that not many people are talking about, and that is international markets. Everyone seems to be distracted by the US, but you're seeing some good opportunities in international markets. Break down where you're looking and what you're seeing in terms of opportunities, please.
Sure, Corey. Basically, we scan the entire globe all the time, constantly looking for what we call relative strength. And what we want to do is concentrate our portfolio in those areas of the market domestically and globally that are outperforming the rest. And sometimes it's very thin leadership. You have a couple handful of sectors that have that are carrying the water for the rest of the market. Sometimes you have a broad array of investable or attractive targets. And, you know, the latter seems to be the case now, you know, not just domestically where we have a lot of things working still, but even internationally, we're continuing to add different markets to our portfolio as they set up for breakouts and are indeed breaking out and look like they have significant potential. And it really runs the gamut from broad developed indices, you know, like the EFA, the Global Dow, the ACWI, to individual developed markets like we see in Germany, whether it's the Northern European indices or the broad European indices or core Europe like Germany and France and a lot that are just breaking out again. Or you swing to emerging markets, whether it's, you know, again, broad sectors or broad emerging indices. Then you go to the BRICS, like the kind of the bigger established emerging markets like Brazil, Russia, India, all breaking out, all hitting new highs, and even down to some of the smaller ones, some of the tigers and some of the Latin American countries as well. We've been talking about for the last year plus breakouts and moves in Taiwan, for example, Thailand setting up nicely. And earlier this year, Vietnam was kind of our Taiwan of 2021. That's breaking out and looking good for new highs. So internationally, it doesn't seem to be getting the notoriety, which as an investor, I kind of like that, kind of flying under the radar when things aren't getting too trendy. They tend to last longer. So right now, like I said, around the globe, there's so much good news or good charts for that matter. And the opportunities are pretty broad, at least as broad as we've seen them in a long time. So if you're looking for something new outside of the domestic market, as we continue to consolidate here in the U.S., there's a lot of breakouts, a lot of opportunity going on around the globe.
How sustainable do you think some of these runs are in these international markets? Because as you said, look, the markets, again, are kind of boring in the U.S., so money is rotating into these other markets that are showing some uptrends. But when do you start to get worried that they've run its course?
All right. Well, I'll give you a couple examples. So you have first, let's look at Brazil. And it's kind of representative. It's similar to Russia, similar to the emerging market, the broad emerging market, EEM, that a lot of people have looked at. So basically, they topped out around, you know, when the U.S. did 2007-2008, went sideways until 2019 roughly broke out, came back down last a year ago during the pandemic crash, tested that breakout level, that decade-long breakout level, and has bounced back and now hitting new highs. So from that perspective, this rally is only a year old after consolidating for about a dozen years. If you want to look at something like Taiwan, which we talked about last year, that has consolidated since topping out in about 1989, 1990. So you're talking about, you know, a 30-year base and just breaking out maybe a year ago. So, yeah, it's run for 12 months or whatever, but you're talking about a 30-year base. What's the saying goes, the bigger the base, the higher the space, or whatever phrase you want to use. I mean, there is substantial longer term potential still here in whether it's the BRICS or some of the smaller emerging markets, like again, Vietnam would be maybe number one on our list right here in terms of, you know, kind of longer term potential.
Is this telling you anything about the risk profile of investors, even large investors, where they are moving into some of these markets that are sometimes considered a bit more risky or seem to be a bit of a play when other more established markets aren't running?
You know, I don't know, because like you like to bring up the topic of liquidity, and maybe that has something to do with it, because it's not just those riskier assets. It's you know, a broad swath. It's core Europe that's running higher. It's the U.S. That was leading earlier this year. You know, Japan, some of the established developed markets are also doing very well. So it's across the board, really. And one interesting thing is, you know, in the past we've seen, you know, kind of weak currencies prop up some of these international markets. We're seeing the dollar at what, multi-year lows, other currencies around the globe kind of rallying over the last, you know, since at least since the beginning of the year. And yet at the same time, we're seeing strong rallies in those equity markets as well. So maybe it's a liquidity thing. I don't know. Maybe it's some pent up demand from being, you know, dormant for at least in terms of emerging markets over the last, you know, 12 or so years. And you look at Europe, you know, that's not a market that we've been interested in for decades, pretty much because it hasn't done anything for decades. And now it's just now breaking out. So maybe there's, you know, a lot of potential in terms of, you know, pent up demand as far as maybe being underweight, as far as some of the larger investors, some of the larger portfolios around the globe, as you suggest. So if they're, is a maybe a waiting, a rebalancing going on, and some of these emerging or international markets are going to increase in terms of the portfolios globally, then maybe they do have a long way to go still.
Interesting. All right, Dan. Well, thanks for taking a look at some other markets here, just because, again, the fact that the U.S. markets, we talk about them all the time, but always good to know and understand what's happening in these other markets and where investors are focused. Dana, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time again. We will chat with you in a couple weeks. I hope you have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Corey.